welcome to the Extended Business Podcast, brought to you by Panatrack, the independent software vendor for common sense solutions, including the inventory and asset management barcode solution of choice for Microsoft Dynamics GP. This is Charles Rathman. We are joined now by Pam Burnham, Panatrack Senior Expert on Inventory and Asset Management in Microsoft Dynamics GP. Pam will share thoughts on real-time posting from barcode scanners used for warehouse and inventory management and asset management in Dynamics GP. Pam suggests a nuanced approach to real-time posting from Dynamics GP, which she describes as being designed to allow approval and auditing prior to posting.
Well, Dynamics is a highly batch-oriented system. So batch meaning that the transactions are created, then stored, and saved to be reviewed and potentially then posted, which means I'm going to now hit the financials. I'm going to actually add the inventory on our side. It's adding inventory in for those transactions. In the meantime, those transactions are basically in a saved state. There's different pros and cons for posting. When not posting in real time, some transactions such as sales orders, you're not going to post those because there's other processes that need to be done. So you start out as a sales order, you have to wait till the order's been picked and shipped, and then you're going to invoice it and post it so it hits your receivables and your inventory is then taken out at that point. Other transactions like receiving, something comes in from a vendor on a purchase order, they get received in. That inventory can't be available to do anything with until it's actually those transactions are actually posted.
Pam stresses that each business will want to consider their unique priorities and the best way to post different types of inventory transactions.
On the inventory side, it's going to be, again, kind of dependent upon the organization. Some companies at the finance department, the controllers, inventory managers like to have a little bit more of a handle and control over that posting process. They want to make sure that their workforce just isn't adding transactions without actually kind of doing an audit process. Typically, I would always recommend, especially when it comes to receiving, you want to get those transactions posted immediately because, again, there's impact. You want that inventory available to be put away, to be used on sales orders, and to be available for the warehouse to be able to use. Same thing with a finished good item, an assembly item, any of those types of things where you're adding inventory. You can do that and accomplish that through our system where we actually create the transactions in a batch. It gives you a lot of flexibility. For those that want to start out with a little more control, it's a great option because they can review those transactions and go ahead and then they can go ahead and push those through. For some of the customers that have serial or lot tracking, it becomes even more important to get that inventory posted because those serial and lot numbers aren't available. So if you're waiting for something that was produced and it's got a lot number, you can't do anything until it's produced. So usually we try to let them relinquish a little control. Things such as adjustment transactions, there's a little bit more impact there. Adjustments are kind of all over the board where you might do miscellaneous adjustments for defective product, expired lots. Not so critical because a lot of times you're taking inventory out. It's not so critical to get those transactions posted. It still reflects, those transactions still reflect out of your available inventory quantities. So that's usually a more standard of what people are reviewing anyway. So that adjustments, you can actually then have that second level of audit without having a lot of complications of when it gets actually posted.
Many Panatrack customers already run third-party posting solutions as they're required by a variety of ISV products they may be running. So rather than force customers to purchase an additional module from Panatrack that duplicates something they may already have, the strategy has been to offer a third-party posting solution with a standard plug-and-play integration. This means Panatrack doesn't force people to buy any functionality they already have, and Pam stresses that this approach also offers flexibility that may not be available with other options.
There's automated posting solutions in the market that we would recommend. And one of the biggest advantages to that, compared to some of our competitors, their strategy would be they still have to have a GP user up, open and running in order to complete that type of a task. The automated posting solutions in some cases don't require a GP client to be able to complete that process. But the bigger thing is the flexibility that somebody has to set up automated posting. So with an automated posting solution, you typically would get a couple different directions. I can post by a transaction type, or set it up to be posted by a batch ID assignment. So if you get new people or temporary people that you're bringing in, the people that you know and trust, you can keep them in a separated out and segregated out in a batch ID that they can automatically post and their transactions can go in. But new people coming in, you can set them up so you can audit them. So you can really mix and match how the posting will work. You can also define it by a transaction level. So that's really useful because you might want to automate receiving transfers and adjustments, maybe not so much. So you get the ability to really mix and match that posting process and setup.
PanaTracker GP and a third-party posting solution rely on established APIs to communicate to Dynamics GP. This is more stable than other solutions that may post by integrating directly with the SQL database. Other solutions may consume a seat in Dynamics GP and act just like a normal user doing data entry. Posting in this fashion, in real time, can present problems as the connection with Dynamics GP is interrupted.
It's going to natively follow all of the same business rules as if somebody entered it in and keyed in that same transaction directly in the GP interface. So it basically eliminates making any problems or issues with a direct database update. So if you have products or solutions that are hitting Dynamics by updating the tables directly, that table infrastructure can be very complicated. So if they're not hitting the tables in the right way, you could start corrupting your data, which might require checklinks. And checklinks in Dynamics is a maintenance procedure that gets run, or a inventory reconciliation process that would need to be run to hopefully be able to correct anything that might get missed on a direct database update. For example, any inventory transaction that hits Dynamics will have some impact on the GP item core tables for available quantities. They're not updating those available quantities, or they're missing pieces of that. You can easily start getting corruption, and that would require some reconciliation process. If they're updating Dynamics truly where every single line item is being entered in as somebody is capturing that data, I think the risk is if something goes down to the network, if there's some failure in the middle of that process, potentially you will have a failure that can hold up either continuing to process from that device or for those that type of a transaction. And I'm not going to, a lot of the what we call screen scraping type of systems where they've got GP up and running, they're basically sending in data. If something disrupts that path in the middle of capturing a transaction, you have a problem that's going to take a little bit of time to untangle, or you'd have to start all over and abandon that and start all over. In our system, to safeguard this, we log the transactions at every step and point, but we have our own tables that log it. So if by chance there is a problem, we have the ability to push that transaction to Dynamics. Even if the handheld can't do it and execute it, we still have that ability through our transaction logging infrastructure. So that really safeguards your transaction data without having to replicate it down the road, or having to worry about, gosh, I got 20 items as part of this transaction, my handheld died, now what do I do? Because we can push that transaction back to Dynamics. So it really safeguards the transaction. Also, if somebody abandons the transaction, they don't see it through to the end, we still log it, but we handle it gracefully with a discard and identify it that way. I'm not sure how a screen scrapey type of a solution would handle that. I'm guessing it would be problematic for them.
Pam suggests companies evaluating or specifying data collection systems for Dynamics GP ask some specific questions.
I would ask them about their integration methodology. I'd find out, how are they integrating? Are they mapping the tables directly? Are they using a tool like eConnect? A lot of the full warehouse management systems are. However, their updating Dynamics in real time is usually on a synchronization calendar at the end of the day, which could cause problems. Other systems that are a data collection system similar to PanaTracker GP finding out what they're using for that integration point. Ask them the questions. What happens if my handheld dies in the middle of a transaction? What happens if the user changes their mind and they abandon that transaction? What happens if something didn't process correctly into Dynamics and there's an error? What's basically the end result? Am I going to be stuck because I can't go on to my next transaction? Does somebody have to go reset Dynamics? How do you recover from that? Especially for companies that are working multiple shifts, if somebody does run into an issue, it has to be resolved before they can move on. It will potentially be a problem. So I would be asking those specific questions on how are they integrated? What happens if there's a problem? What happens if the transaction fails? Can it be reapplied? In our situation, we again have it in our logging database and we can reapply it once the issue's been resolved. So again, we never have to replicate or duplicate grabbing that transaction again.
For more information, contact us and ask for Pam's executive brief on real-time posting in Dynamics GP. Make sure to visit Panatrack.com and get onto our email distribution list for regular updates and insights that will help you extend your business.